I was going to say, not looking in any direction, don't look so glum. It's not going to be so bad. But what I want to do, just really for a short time, because I have been speaking to the older people over these past weeks about something very special. The last book of the Bible. And what is that book called? Revelation. And Revelation, sometimes people say, that's a very difficult book. What's it really about? And I want to try and tell you tonight, just very, very simply, what it is about. And let me show you something here. And it will give you a clue. You know, you have to make sure you're over. Come on over this way a wee bit. What is that? I know it's a piece of paper, but what is it a picture of on the piece of paper?
An envelope.
Ask a child a question and they will give you the, that is right. And it is an envelope. And what else might you call it?
A letter.
Good girl. Good girl. Yes, a letter. Put up your hand if you've ever got a letter. All these letters that come in through the door and not one of them for you, isn't that right? Most people maybe have got a letter. And, well, here is the first thing that I want to say to you. And I'm going to allow you to guess what I'm going to say. Revelation is a letter. It is. It's a letter. That's what it was. And now here's the question. I wonder who wrote the letter. Because when you've got a letter, somebody has to write the letter. And then somebody gets the letter. So who wrote the letter, I wonder?
John.
He actually got the letter, but who actually gave him the letter? Where did it come from before John even got it? See, this is the thing. You know, don't you? Where?
God.
It was from God. You see, that's the thing about Revelation. The letter came ultimately from God. It came from Jesus. In fact, that's what Revelation tells us. It's a letter from Jesus. And there might even be a picture from Jesus with love. Now, here's the question. The letter came from Jesus. And it was given to people who were Christians. They were in the church. Now here's, I'm going to show you something special here. The letter came. How many churches do you think there were? There were seven churches. And in the Bible, boys and girls, I think I told you this before. Who remembers? Seven is a very what number?
Special.
It's a very special number. That is good. I am glad to hear that somebody is listening. Seven is a very special number in the Bible. It's the number, if something is perfect, you could give it the number seven in the Bible. So, at home, if somebody makes you a dinner, and you say, that was absolutely fantastic. That's a perfect dinner. You could give it the number seven. Because it's so wonderful. Now, it was written to seven churches. We're not going to go through them all tonight. But you know what? It was a message also to every church. So the book of Revelation is a letter to every Christian. Okay. Now, here's the next thing I want to share with you. Do you ever find in life that things go wrong? Put up your hand if you've ever discovered, even as a little boy or girl, that sometimes things just don't go right. Yep. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you about when things don't go right. Sometimes things just become a mess. Boys and girls, Revelation is a book for a messy world. Because Revelation says to us, this world is in a mess. Think about the world in which we live. Can anybody, I'll not ask you this, but in this world, crazy things happen, don't they? People fight. Tornadoes come and people get hurt. A wasp comes along in the summertime and stings you in the arm. Lots of terrible things happen, even worse than that. And the book of Revelation teaches us that in this world, there are terrible things happen. Now, here's the question. Do you think if you're a follower of Jesus that nothing ever bad would happen to you? Will everything be wonderful if you're a follower of Jesus? No, that's right. So I'm going to ask for another thing to be put up. Do you see what's been put up there on the screen? What does it say? The suffering church. And we could look at different verses in the Bible from Revelation about how the church was suffering. Here's a big word. You maybe don't use it very often, but Revelation says on a number of times, it says the church is going through a great tribulation. In other words, it's really hard. Now, here is what I want you to learn. Because I'm going to ask for another picture to be put up. We're watching, and hopefully now. Who was here the other week when that picture went up? Do you see it? Yes, that would make you sit up and take notice. That's got them going. That's not a very nice picture, sure it's not. Who was here the other week when we had that picture up? It's a picture of a dragon. But do you know what it's a picture of, really? There is somebody who wants to hurt the church. There is somebody who wants to hurt the Lord Jesus. I'm not sure whether I should ask the boys and girls this. Do you know who that is? Who would be able to tell me? Satan. But here's the thing. And I want to show you something here. And I want to deliberately... I know I've been telling you about these before. What are these? The books of Narnia. How many of them are there? Oh, that number 7 again. I wonder why C.S. Lewis wrote 7 of them. And this is the one that everybody talks about. What's that one called? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But here I want to tell you tonight about another one very briefly. It's number 6. It's called The Silver Chair. Do you want me to tell you a wee bit about this? I don't have much time, but I think this is a really good part of this book. Because in this book, there's somebody very, very wicked, very, very bad. And they're a picture of the devil. And in this story, this bad person, who is an evil witch, is trying to put a spell on the little children and trying to make them believe that there's nobody like Aslan. Aslan doesn't exist. Let me read you a wee bit, okay? It says this. And one of the wee girls who's struggling, and the witch has been very bad to them, and the wee girl says, "There's Aslan." "Aslan?" said the witch. "What a pretty name. What does that mean?" "Oh, he's the great lion who has called us out of our own world." "What is a lion?" said the witch. "Don't you know what a lion is?" said the little boy. "Have you ever seen a cat?" "Oh, yes, I love cats." "Well, a lion is a little bit, only a little bit, mind you, like a huge cat. The witch shook her head and said, "I see that we should do no better with your lion, as you call it, than we did with your son. You have seen lamps, and so you imagine a bigger and better lamp and call it the sun. You've seen cats, and now you want to think of a big cat and call it a lion. It's just make-believe," said the witch. And then she said to an older man who was there, she said, "My lord prince, you're a grown-up man. Are you not ashamed of these childish ideas? Put away such childish ideas. There is no Narnia. There is no overworld. There is no sky. There is no Aslan. Now, off to bed." Boys and girls, that's a picture of the dragon trying to tell boys and girls that there is no God, that there is no Jesus, that there is no heaven. And that's why those books are wonderful. They're not as wonderful as the Bible, of course, but they're teaching us Bible lessons. So Revelation, it's a letter from Jesus to the church that's really suffering and struggling. It's a message telling us that there's a terrible person. And I don't really want to say too much about this to boys and girls, but never forget that there's somebody out there, boys and girls, who really hates Jesus and hates us and hates the church. But here, I want you to listen to this. Because if I didn't say this, then there would be something wrong. You see that big bad dragon? He has been beaten by Jesus. So you do not have to worry about him at all. When you have Jesus, you are safe with Jesus, because he will keep you safe. And here's one of the great verses of the Bible: "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb," the blood of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to save us and to protect us from all danger. When we have Jesus, we have everything. But there's something else I need to say about this book. Tell me, at Christmas time, whenever we think of Jesus coming, how did he come? Just as a little what? A little baby. Did you know that he's coming again? You don't have to answer that. But here's the question. Do you think he's coming again as a little baby? No, not at all. He's coming as a great king. Did you know that? Did you know that? He's going to come someday as a great king. And the day that he comes, there'll be people out maybe planting potatoes, I don't know. Maybe gathering potatoes. There'll be people going out to get fish at the harbour. There'll be people taking children to school, or maybe picking them up from school, I don't know. But you know the thing, boys and girls, and mums and dads, we need to be ready when Jesus comes. We need to be ready. And we need to put our trust in the Lord Jesus, and we need to invite him into our hearts, so that we're ready for that day. Because Jesus is coming again. We don't know when it will happen, but we need to trust him, so that whenever he comes, he will take us to be with him in heaven. And that's what the book of Revelation tells us. It tells us, it's a letter to the church. Yes, there's a great evil person who hates Christians, but Jesus has won the victory, and he's coming back. And that's the last thing. Time has gone. The Lamb wins. Here's a question as I finish. Whenever your favourite team plays, do you know that they're always going to win? Don't say yes. You maybe want to say yes, but they don't always win. Sure, they don't. They don't always win. But the book of Revelation tells us that Jesus always wins because he's God. The Lamb wins. So before I let you go back to sit in your seat, I want you to look up at those pictures. Do you see those pictures? And if somebody asks you, before you go to bed tonight, do you remember the pictures that were up? Do you think you'll be able to remember them? Do you? Maybe. The picture of From Jesus with Love. The picture of the suffering church. The picture of the dragon. The picture of Jesus is coming again. And the picture Jesus wins. That's the book of Revelation. That's it. That's what it's about. So maybe tonight, mums and dads, before the children go to bed, see if they can remember the pictures. And if they've remembered the pictures, they've remembered what Revelation is all about. A letter from Jesus to a suffering church. And despite the great dragon trying to do all sorts of things, Jesus has won the victory. He's coming again. The Lamb wins. Okay. Boys and girls, thank you for listening. I'll let you go back to your seats because we're going to sing.